This is to the world. Make your voice be heard. Don't stand up for nothing. Get what you deserve.
Welcome to our special interview series with finalists from the 2020 Unsung Songwriting Competition, Amplifying the Voices of Youth Justice. I'm your host, Ross Romano. The song you heard in the intro was Decisions, one of the finalists in the 2020 competition, and in this episode we'll be speaking with its creator, Jamil. Through the Unsung Competition, an initiative of Break Free Education, students explore policies that impact their lives. They harness the power of music to create, produce, and share songs that address issues related to juvenile justice reform. And now to my conversation with Jamil.
Thanks for joining us on today's show. I'm speaking with Jamil, who's coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri. Jamil's song, Decisions, was a top five finalist in the 2020 Unsung the Voices of Youth Justice competition. Jamil, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, excellent. So my understanding is you've actually been making music for a while. And of course, you had a lot of success in the 2020 Unsung competition. But what got you interested in music when you started?
Honestly, I haven't been writing for a while. I don't know what got me started. It's just something that I feel like I can relate to. I can express, and another way for me to express how I feel besides just writing. You know, that's what really got me into it.
What have you done anything in particular to kind of improve your skills? And obviously there's lyrics writing, there's beat making, there's the actual rapping. there's a lot of different elements. What have you been working on recently as you've kind of been improving?
Honestly, I've just been writing poetry. That's really where I get it from. I just turn my poetry and just put a beat on it, make it into a rhythmic poem. So that's basically where it just comes from, just continue writing poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those things, they certainly go together. And I think in a lot of ways, a lot of similarities to that process of, you start out and then you improve it a little bit more, get it exactly how you want it, piece all those parts together, and a great way to be able to express a lot of key ideas. And I know that's really a part of your song Decisions, that was part of this competition. And when people listen to that, they'll hear in the lyrics that it really talks about a lot of important, often difficult decisions that people really have to make every day. So, when you think about your peers, people around, people your age, people, similar to yourself, who listen to the song, are there particular messages that you're hoping they're going to get from it?
The whole song is meant to understand what's really going on and how we're living life and how we're taking care of this environment just all over. So if you listen to the song, there's no specific part that's only a message. The whole song is a message for you to understand into what to believe, to how to fix things or how to overcome certain things or certain situations.
Yeah, and I know you're still a little younger, but you already have perspective on some of these issues. And particularly, I think if we think about adults, whether it's people who might be teachers or just other adults in society, and if they also hear your message, and one of the things in particular that stands out is the message that you really have in there about voting and getting involved and making sure your voice is heard, and that those are decisions that we have to, I think, not take for granted, that we need to be making, and we have to really exercise, our voice in that way. Is there anything about your perspective on that you would want to share with, people who are a little older, who have their own perspective on things, but, you're looking at it from your point of view and saying, well, here's why I think these things are so important?
As far as the voting aspect, voting is very important to everybody, because you want to make sure the people that you are voting for, you're putting them in a predicament where they can help us instead of bring us down, just like for any situation, but specifically like for voting, like I just said, you want to put them in a place to where they can continue to help us throughout the time that they're in there and not trouble us in any type of way, shape, or form. And just like making our voices be heard, not just for the youth, but just for adults as well, because some adults feel like they're worse than I heard. So that's just basically, I'm just trying to push the motivation into them that you don't have to be silenced. You have no room to speak, you don't vote at all. You don't. So that's just how I truly feel.
You're listening to our interview series with finalists from the 2020 Unsung Songwriting Competition. The annual competition is generously supported by Soundtrap, which helps Unsung participants use its online recording studio to find their voice and their creative sound. And now, back to our interview.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the things that you talk about in the song, it speaks to the importance of not only making yourself heard on issues, but having a conversation. I think a lot of the topics that you're talking about are things where a lot of people on different sides of the conversations have what they believe is their strong opinion, but they're not and maybe they're not afraid to share their opinion, but they're also not doing a lot of listening to other people, which I think also presents the question of how can you know, right? How can you know how correct or strong your belief is if you're not also conversing with other people and kind of trying to understand the nuances of that? But when we think about music and other, whether it's music, poetry, other forms of expression, I think it does give an opportunity to really make people think more about it, to hear, because they want to engage with the song, to hear a point of view that might be different from what they would hear in their normal day-to-day life, and to maybe think about things in new ways. So, what do you think when you kind of make music? I mean, do you see that as an opportunity to really not only make yourself heard, but hopefully to share your ideas with people who might not have heard, your specific ideas before?
Yes, I think very much so, because music is influential on everybody. Everybody listens to music. So whether if it's just only a poem that has a beat on it, it's still some form of music. So when it comes down to it, if you want to be heard, why not, put into something that you know how to do it in, which is, it could be music, it could be poem, poetry, it could be just simply stating a speech just to be heard. So it's like, everything you have to say must be facts. It has to be influential on each individual. And you got to be confident when you present it. Because if not, then who is going to listen if you don't believe in yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a favorite lyric in your song?
I can't really point out, what's my favorite lyric in the song. I like the whole song as a whole because it made me feel good, because I've lived it, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So it's like the whole song is influencing me and motivating me. So I like the whole song as a whole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you hit it on the head earlier when you said, when you express yourself, it has to be, it has to basically be true. It's true to, it's fact. To you. And so if what you're expressing in the song, all of that is true to really your feelings, your beliefs, your experience, it's all going to stand out to you as really important. So as we kind of close here, obviously you've kind of made it pretty far here in your musical career already. You've had a lot of success here with this song. Do you have anything planned next? Are you, planning to make more music or write more poetry or kind of find new ways to keep sharing your voice?
There's always a way, shape, or form to express it. So whether it's, like you said, music, poetry, or just simply just thinking of something to write down, I'm going to continue to do that just so I can continue to pursue what I want. So, I'm going to continue to write music. I'm going to continue to write poetry and just see where it takes me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jamil, thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. His song Decisions was one of the finalists, top five for the 2020 Unsung Competition, so make sure you listen to that. And just thanks again for sharing your voice, and good luck as you continue to share.